The heated and close race for mayor of Philadelphia took a surprising turn earlier this month when listening devices were found in the office of Mayor John Street. Then there were leaks about a federal corruption investigation involving the Street Administration, but the investigation has not led to a public rejection of Mayor Street. Far from it. From member station WHYY, Brad Linder reports.
4 years ago, Democratic City Council President John Street defeated Republican businessman Sam Katz in one of the closest elections in Philadelphia history. Now, with Street and Katz heading towards the finish line in what was expected to be another tight battle, the mayor has a double-digit lead in some polls. How did this happen? The federal probe into alleged cronyism in Mayor Street's administration, often called pay-to-play, was initially expected to give Katz a big boost in a city that hasn't elected a Republican mayor since 1947. But instead, it's generated a backlash among African-American voters in this majority black city. The mayor, who is black, has hinted that the probe is an attempt by national Republicans to topple an African-American leader in the nation's fifth-largest city. On a recent campaign stop with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Street worked to link Katz's tax plan to the Bush administration.
My opponent has a tax plan that looks so much like the George Bush tax plan that I sometimes say that Sam Katz wants to do for Philadelphia what George Bush is doing for the country. And if that makes you nervous, you ought to be out there voting Democrat and working for all of our Democratic candidates.
That same evening, Sam Katz made a stop at an Italian South Philadelphia neighborhood to play bocce ball and to sing a little opera with his supporters.
Alla vincerò.
Katz has been campaigning against Street's record for 10 months. He claims that the mayor hasn't done enough to stem Philadelphia's loss of population and jobs, and he alleges the city has a history of giving business contracts to politically connected insiders.
Clearly, cronyism and corruption are alive and well in Philadelphia, and what we need to do is fix the city, end the pay-to-play, end the no-bid contracts, and start fresh and try to create a city where people feel they can compete on a level playing field without regard to who they know, who they paid, and who they hired.
Some of the suspicions about the mayor revolve around his brother Milton, who nearly received a $1.2 million contract with the Philadelphia airport earlier this year. But in this African-American neighborhood in North Philadelphia, there's more suspicion of the probe's timing coming so close to the election. And many are rallying around Mayor Street. Juanita, who didn't give her last name, says there's nothing wrong with politicians rewarding their friends and relatives.
I'm not worried about it because if it was my brother and he needed somebody to fix his house, I would get his house fixed. And you can't tell me that the other ones didn't do personal things for their family. You can't tell me that they didn't. Nothing wrong with that.
However, another voter, Deidre, who also didn't reveal her last name, says she's voting for Katz, who's white, mostly because she doesn't think that Street has followed through on his promises of improving the quality of life and safety.
Like all the killings and stuff he's supposed to stop, it's not stopping. The cops supposed to be on the corners and all that, that's not really happening in my neighborhood.
St. Joseph's University history professor Randall Miller says that while most of the African American community seems to have coalesced behind Street, the contest remains unpredictable.
The public interest is high. One would expect then that it has to translate into more voter interest. But constant negativism, and you're seeing the negativism ratcheted up in the ads, the direct personal attacks now, can have the effect of actually dampening that enthusiasm. So we just don't know.
Once upon a time, Sam Katz thought that corruption would be the issue that would get him into City Hall. Corruption may still be the key issue, but it may be the one that keeps Mayor Street in office. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.